You are now listening to the Shu'em Soul Experience.
And what I would like to introduce to you today is a very simple way to work with your energy. And what I recommend to you is to sit in a fairly upright position with your feet flat on the ground. Close your eyes because you won't get distracted that much. So just keep your feet flat on the ground. And like always, we always start off with a little bit of focusing, so your attention is here and is available for what we're going to do. So just feel your feet on the ground. Just feel your feet. No matter what you think, no matter what else you experience, just feel your feet on the ground. Bring your attention where you actually are. Feel your feet on the ground. And the more of your attention you move towards your feet, the less of your attention is involved in all this internal turmoil, all these thoughts, all these feelings, opinions, all these things. So just let them be. And focus your attention on feeling your feet on the ground. Just feel your feet on the ground. Don't dream off. Bring your attention to your feet. Don't have to think something about it or have an opinion about it. Just leave it. Bring your attention to your feet. Just feel your feet on the ground. Feel your feet. Don't dream off. Bring your attention here. Because all these thoughts and dreams lead you anywhere but here. The fact is, my friend, you're here. So feel your feet on the ground. No matter what else you experience, just feel your feet on the ground. Bring your attention where you are. And always start everything you do, especially in this field, first gathering your attention. Otherwise your field of attention is completely filled with you, with your thoughts, your opinions, your beautiful considerations, whatever. It's all you. Feel your feet on the ground. Not because that's interesting, but because that helps you to withdraw your attention from your mind. Just feel your feet on the ground. Feel your feet. Feel your feet on the ground, nothing else. Always do this first for 5 to 10 minutes. Until you notice that the inside is getting a little bit more quiet. That it's not demanding 90% of your attention. Just feel your feet on the ground. Just feel your feet. And in the method I've introduced to you today, you use your imagination to create certain reality for yourself. And it sounds a lot more complicated than it actually is. Just feel your feet on the ground. Don't start thinking about it, just feel your feet on the ground. It's not a quiz, you don't have to know the answers, you just have to be. Be here. Be now. Feel your feet on the ground. Feel your feet on the ground. And when you really feel your feet on the ground, imagine that you write down your name on your feet. Write your name on your feet. And write now on your feet. And really well write your name on your feet. By writing your name on something, in this case your feet, you take, so to speak, ownership of that. Becomes yours. It becomes also much more tangible within your perception. Just do it and you will see what I mean. You can experience it in a more powerful way. It becomes more present within you. So write down your name on your feet. Your feet. And write on now. Put your feet in now. And feel how they're standing on the floor. Don't think about it. Feel your feet. Feel your feet on the ground. And then also write your name on your foot soles. And now. And then in the soft part of your foot soles, situated what they call your foot chakras, and chakras are sort of energy points. It's not interesting to know something about it, but you can work with it. So feel your feet on the ground, and in the soft part underneath your foot, there are your foot chakras. Write your name on them, and you can imagine them as a sort of discs. Write your name on your foot chakras. Now, make them yours now. And then imagine that you turn these food chakras wide open. You can imagine that as opening a door, opening windows, opening a photo lens, a flower that opens, whatever picture comes to mind. And always take the first one, that's always the right one. After that you start thinking about it. So imagine these food chakras really opening up. No matter how you do it, open them up. Because when you open your food chakras up, the earth energy can much more easily enter your feet. Flow up through your ankles. Up to your legs. Towards your knees. And flow through your knees. Your upper legs. All the way to your tailbone. Just feel how this earth energy is coming in through your feet, traveling up through your legs, your knees, your upper legs, all the way to your tailbone. Just feel or imagine, which is very closely related, this flow coming up. And when energy enters your body, it gets your color, your vibration, your identity, so to speak. It becomes your energy. Feel your feet on the ground. Feel how this energy, by entering you, comes your energy, travels through your legs all the way to your tailbone. Just feel or imagine this flow of energy coming from the earth. Down your name on this flow of energy. Write down your name and write on now. Make it yours and make it much more tangible for yourself, much more real, because you give very focused attention to it. You claim it by putting your name on it. Make it yours. Because when it's yours, you can do something with it. And all this sort of energy work you create with your attention. So try to keep your attention sharp. Don't go into all sort of deliberations about it. Just feel your feet on the ground. And feel how the energy is entering your feet. Flowing up. Your lower legs, your knees, your upper legs, all the way to your tailbone. It has your name on it. Just feel this flow. And earth energy is always very reassuring, securing, nurturing. Gives a solidity, a stability, secureness, on a very basic level. Not only to the physical, but to your whole presence, so to speak. The more you're connected to the earth, the more you're in the here and now. The more you're in your mind, the more you're into fantasia. So bring your attention to your feet and feel the stream. Feel the stream of earth energy flowing through your legs. all the way to your tailbone. Feel your feet on the ground. Feel your feet on the ground. And from your tailbone, you imagine that this stream of energy which enters you through your feet flows up through your legs. This same stream of energy, when it reaches your tailbone, it flows from your tailbone back to the earth, to the center of the earth. Just imagine a line or a pipeline or a stream or a flow or a river or whatever picture comes to your mind. Just imagine this flow entering your feet, running through your legs, all the way to your tailbone, and from there it goes straight down into the earth, to the center of the earth, and connects you very well to the center of the earth, which makes you much more grounded, which again helps you much more to be in the reality of the here and now, which is the only reality. The rest is fantasia and imagination. So feel your feet on the ground and feel how this energy flows through your legs, to your tailbone, and from your tailbone all the way down to the center of the earth. Just feel how it flows down. Write your name on that flow. Make it yours. It definitely helps connecting that. Write your name on it. Or you can put your name in the flow so it flow. Your name flows along with the stream all the way down to the center. Connected stream very well to the center of the earth. Make that a very powerful living stream. Connect you very strongly to the center of the earth, so you're grounded. And being grounded has a lot of good sides to it. First, it brings you more into the here and now, to the actual reality, which is the here and now. And besides that, when you're grounded, lots of tension can naturally flow from you, just as with grounded in electricity. And it gives you much more the possibility of to experience what's in your life right now.
Please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M.
Thank you.
Please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M.